Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Bob, you have a theory about Isaiah Pacheco you want to let people know about?
I do, but first, man, Roy Hobbs passed away today at the age of 89. You know who that is, Mac?
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford, you know who he is? I told you he wouldn't.
I figured he would. We had a bet.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Robert Redford passing away. All the President's Men, which is a movie you probably should watch if you're in journalism and you've never watched it, about the Watergate scandal. And, you know, I was using that analogy a couple of months ago when I was, you know, doing some stuff with the stadium stuff and I was meeting people in parking lots to have conversations about this. I'm like, damn, it's like All the President's Men all over again, right? But great movie. Robert Redford, really good actor, good director as well. Obviously, for sports fans, you know him from The Natural, played Roy Hobbs, one of his great roles. And you know, I think some, if you're a sports fan, probably say his best role, right?
Did you know lightning struck the tree and that's how they made his bat?
Yes.
Yeah. That's just my inner Jay Binkley. You know, that's why they called him The Natural, because he was naturally good.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah. So your theory on Isaiah Pacheco.
I got a theory on Isaiah Pacheco, and I'm going to put it out there, and I think this is good.
Najee Harris has better eyes at running than Isaiah Pacheco?
Yeah, right. Well, anybody does at this point in time. But I don't think it's about the eyes. I think it's about the injury. And I was thinking about that when I was – somebody put out this video of, you know, Isaiah Pacheco not following Creed Humphrey, which would have been – you know, 1,000 yards he would have gained on one play followed Creed Humphrey, right? And it was like a run up the middle in between the tackle run, and he bounced it outside. And I'm looking at that play, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, why did he do that? Because this was a guy who a year ago would take that ball and just you know, blast through the line of scrimmage, right? That was kind of his calling card. That's what kind of led Josh and I to say 2 or 3 years ago, no chance this guy gets another contract in the NFL. Look how hard he's running. And we wanted to tell him all the time, stop running so hard. You know, take it easy. It's okay. You're going to burn yourself out. And then last year, we get to the Cincinnati game, and boom, snap goes the leg, right? Where did that run happen when the snap goes the leg? Where was that run?
The middle.
Up the middle, right? Up the middle. Hard, powering run up the middle. I don't think it's his eyes. I don't think it's his lack of ability. And I don't think it's the offensive line. I think it's trepidation. And when you're in the NFL or in any sport, and I've talked to a number of athletes about this over the years, and they all say the same thing. Coming back from an injury, the rehab, all that kind of stuff. And we can ask DJ about it. The second time he came back from the Achilles, he had Mike DeVito to work out with him. And it was something that really got him through because they were working on the same injury together. And they have both said if they didn't have each other, they don't know if they could have gotten through that injury situation, right? So here's Isaiah Pacheco, came back last season after breaking that leg running up the middle. But from a mental side of things, it doesn't look like it's clicked back for Isaiah Pacheco. Like, he is not ready to take that chance again. And I can't say that I blame him, because we've all been there, whether it's like you and I were talking in break, Dusty, about diving off a diving board or riding your bike as a kid down a hill. Once you do something and experience that it's okay and you get comfortable doing that, then you go back to it. Problem is, in the NFL, it takes time as well, and you have to visually see yourself doing that and be ready to do that. And for me, I look at Isaiah Pacheco not as a guy who's not healthy, not as a guy who's quote-unquote lost it, not as a guy who doesn't understand where he needs to go. I got a guy that I'm watching run right now with trepidation, who may be a little fearful of going up the middle again because the last time he did, that leg snapped, and he doesn't want to get back to that point in time. The rehab sucks. You're on an island by yourself. You're not able to do what you love. And so I kind of get it from that standpoint. However, if that is the case and he can't get by this, then we have no room for you here, right? Like, we have to move on. That's the harshness, the harsh reality, if you will, of playing in the NFL. You may feel this way, and you may be right for feeling this way, but I need you to do this, and I need you to get past this. And if you can't get past this, then we have to move on. No knock against you, but we need to do what's best for this organization. And through 2 weeks, I'm looking at a guy that's kind of running with a little trepidation right now. And he did at the end of last season, too. We just didn't know we were in a playoff race. It didn't matter. We went to the Super Bowl. But now you're starting to see that kind of stuff. And to me, it just looks like a guy who hasn't mentally gotten back to where he needs to be able to be that powerful runner again.
How much of that do you think is weighed on the line that he's trying to continue his career in the NFL and get the contract?
Well, I mean, I know there are injuries, all factors in, probably, right?
And then it just seems like there's, I don't know if this is true or not, but a team that's been predominantly great, right? Won their division 9 years in a row. They've been to 3 straight Super Bowls. How much of it is that they're realizing that they're not as good as they were, and they feel like they still are, and that pressure is mounting, and they're playing with added pressure, more so like Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, like, this is my last year. It should be perfect. It's not perfect. This is starting to add stress. I'm starting to get angry, clearly on the sidelines, getting emotional with people constantly. So I wonder how much of that is also part of this whole thing.
Well, I think there's obviously some emotion and stress, obviously, of trying to get back, but there shouldn't be stress this year. This, as we've talked about, should be the American Pie season, right? You go out there and you just play and have fun.
Hello, America.
It's senior year, right? That's the way we've talked about this. They're playing like freshmen, right? They're playing like this is their first time at the rodeo. There is a little trepidation, I think, from everybody. Travis dropping a pass like that. They're playing with stress. Last year, I understood playing with stress, and they handled it brilliantly. They won 10 games, you know, in the last play of the game, basically. And they handled that stress brilliantly last year, going for a three-peat up until the final game, right? It was unbelievable. There's no pressure on this team this year. That's why it's weird to kind of watch in these first two games them kind of play with that pressure of the fear of losing versus, like Mike McDaniel talked about, go out and your football coach on Saturday, you talked about too, Butch Davis or whoever that guy is, down there at Tennessee,
in Knoxville. Yep.
And you had said, you know, the guy coached to lose, not to win. And
coach not to lose, not to win. Yeah, exactly.
And I think some of these players right now, maybe they're playing a little bit not to lose instead of playing to win. And with Isaiah Pacheco, though, for me, there may be some of that pressure, but ultimately it has to be about him getting that confidence back, feeling comfortable running through that line of scrimmage. And if he never gets there and he never gets to that point, then I don't have any use for Isaiah Pacheco anymore. I mean, that video, I'm sure, is going to be shown and already probably has shown to Isaiah Pacheco. Like, bro,
dude,
what are we doing here? This was your bread and butter. You got 52. Follow him. He was leading you to the promised land on that play. And he didn't see that, didn't take it, maybe didn't want to take that, right? Maybe he's just not quite ready to take that leap yet.
Maybe Nagy needs to call him out in the press conference.
Yeah, I mean, how much time do you give him to wait? Because I agree with you, maybe some of it could be trepidation. And because it looks like physically he does have his top speed back from last year. I don't think he was physically fully there last year
no.
after the injury, but this year it seems like he's got his top speed, but he does not have any vision. Not like he ever had exceptional vision before, but we don't have a lot of time. Like, you've got to get this going. You've got to be able to run.
What are your options, though? That's the thing. And
calling teams. I'm calling every team.
And look, I guarantee you Brett's doing all that.
Right? I assume
We're out here figuring things out. I'm not concerned about that in the least, right? And you know, people would say, well, why did you bring all these guys back? Well, you finished the season last year. You didn't know, potentially. And again, this is my theory. This is nothing that I've had conversations with anybody about. But it's my theory after watching that play. You missed a golden opportunity, and you went, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go this way, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you look at the high dive, and you kind of get up there, and you're like, nah, I'll just take the low dive. I'll just do a cannonball, and we'll call it good and whatnot. I think he needs to get truly that first, you know, blast up the middle, get hit, realize he's okay, and then it will happen. The problem is, how do we get him to do that, you know? How do we get him to blast up the middle like that and get hit and get taken down and be okay? Because once that happens, he's going to be fine.
Take some of his snaps away and give him to Breshard Smith.
Love it.
Could do that too. Yeah. And again, we talk about it. I know nobody wants to hear that. You got CEH floating around on a practice squad out there right now.
I'm giving anyone a chance,
yeah,
dude.
That's exactly right. I'm giving everybody a chance and an opportunity.
I'll
right
run
now.
Some routes.
Yeah, we've seen that.
It's not routes, it's running. I mean, Mahomes is your leading rusher three games in a row.
Yeah, it's insane.
Hey, man, what did you make of Mahomes yesterday?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is that his best performance ever?
Best running performance ever, that's for sure. Coming up on the other side, Bob's Bonehead of the Week here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.